Spider-Man, what did you see for my crack house?
Yeah! This one goes out to all my wizards!
Professor from Calarian Community College.
It's worldwide. Stop.
You can't beat me, so you wanna be me?
This is Bubby. Patreon account, donate a dollar,
go check out all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter,
DM me, man, all that fucking pussy pic.
Yeah, we saw dick pics.
Fuck it, man, send the dick pics to me.
Zerbos. Parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Parking lot.
Shit, you know why? Cause I'm the real deal. You can't beat me, so you wanna be me? Always the innovator.
I don't know about
you
that.
Don't want to get your Uber, you don't want to get our Uber fan on.
Get the Uber fan.
We already have two of our Uber fans in the DJN chat, and Gio gets on here a lot.
Well, when the next Uber fan gets in here, and he knows who I'm talking about, when he gets in here and gets into the DJN chat, then maybe we'll talk about it.
How are you an Uber fan and not in the DJN?
Exactly.
Hey, did you guys see that?
It's only $1 a month,
did you see
people.
That Terminex video I put on it.
No.
Speaking of Terminex, man, welcome to Energy Cardboard Crack House. This is Earl Grey.
I am parking lot.
Cryptozoology before.
Iran Contra before.
Iran, the fucking Iran, yeah. Goddamn Iran Contra. Talk about the CIA smuggling money out.
Speaking about CIA and the FBI and all that, we're going to talk about the Bohemian Grove of the Burn Willows. This is not going to be your normal crack house podcast where we're talking about magic cards. What we're going to talk about is cryptozoology and the
like. Cryptozoology.
So,
don't you, parking lot?
Nah, it's interesting shit.
It's interesting shit.
Magic's
especially
been,
when it is.
Magic's been
shit.
Real slow lately. So,
when's the spoilers coming out for
next
Legends?
Week?
Oh, okay. So that much longer.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about, for the first half of this episode, we're going to talk about Bigfoot. The man, the myth. Does he have a hairy dog? Does it hang down low?
Does it wobble to the flow?
Do you believe in Bigfoot, Farno?
I would not be surprised. That's the kind of conspiracy theory.
That's not a yes or no, bro.
Well, no. Let me explain.
And later on in the episode, we're going to talk about Mothman.
Oh, we could talk about all kinds of shit when it comes to
Mothman. So, in me, conspiracy world, I look at different conspiracies and I go, I wouldn't be surprised if it's real. Like, aliens. Nah, that's believable.
Wait, no. Wait.
Dude, you just can't say it like that,
bro. Cannot just say it. You're telling me aliens, you wouldn't be surprised if that happened? If
it was true?
Even though the fucking Pentagon already released actual footage of UFOs?
Yeah, so at this point, I'm UFOs? Still on the same bandwagon. I'm still in the, yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm not.
He's one
Bigfoot.
Of them,
I'm not surprised.
He's one of them.
Fucking knew it, man.
I'm just quiet about it. That's all.
He's a skeptic.
He believes in it, sort of, but he's a skeptic when it comes down to it.
There are some.
Nah, he's a lazy fucking thinker is what he is, dude. He's like, eh, if it is, it is. You know what I mean? Right?
Well, I guess you can call it that way.
Let's talk about this, man. So Bigfoot has been around for hundreds of years. The Patterson video came out in 1967. Of a fucking...
The Patterson video.
Of a Sasquatch-type fucking gorilla. Like this.
Yeah.
Walking across a wooded fucking...
Fake as fuck.
...fill with fucking... With stream water, right? Well, here's the thing. Why is it... Biffo, you gotta tell me this, man. Why is every time that there's a video of any of these creatures, they're never in fucking focus and they're always shaky?
Because it's fake as fuck, bro. Everyone always puts it like Bigfoot video. You wouldn't be able to see a Bigfoot on, like, just catch it like fucking, oh shit. Like, he didn't know you were there, bro. Because Biffo knows they're goddamn interdimensional beings, bro.
They can smell you
That's
out.
Why I've never found no skeletons parking lot. That's why I never found no feces parking lot. That's why you never find none of that shit.
They found feces and footprints, but not no skeletons.
No feces of Bigfoot, bro.
No, there's been reports of Bigfoot feces. That is something I've seen before. True?
But tell me, why is it every video of any of this shit, it's always shaky and grainy? Even with a brand new iPhone 75.
Wait a minute. How many new Bigfoot videos have you been seeing?
Man, there's all kinds of videos. Man.
iPhone 12 wasn't around with Patterson, dog. You didn't have an iPhone 12. Bullshit, man.
There is video proof of the iPhone in the 60s with a fucking time traveler, and there's a photo evidence of that motherfucker.
But, bro, that could be like a Nokia, bro.
But here's the problem. The time traveler, I don't think he give a shit because they already, probably by his time point, it's been proven they're actually extinct now. Sorry, Bigfoot, but that's what's going on.
Bigfoot. Okay.
Is an endangered species. There's not very many of them.
We got trail cam videos. We got pictures from trail cams. We got people with fucking video footage from their fucking cell phones, Polaroids, fucking all that shit. And it's always blurry as fuck. Does he have like a blur filter when he goes...
Somebody needs to fucking get that and wipe off their fingerprints from the camera lens.
He's either interdimensional or it's just folklore. Because like... Every fucking, like, kind of region
region
of the world has, like,
has one,
bro.
There's the Yeti, which is just the
Sasquatch, Wendigo, depending on where you're at.
Yeah.
The Navajo had Wendigo.
You know what's sad? And I'm probably take heat from this. Like, I like a lot. I love cryptozoology. Bigfoot's, like, way low on my list. Like, I really don't care.
You know, here's the funny thing. You're not, so, like, cool. We went up to the Sequoias. We did the Bigfoot Squatch Hunt.
You went squatching?
Oh, yeah, we went squatching, bro.
I swear to God, I've done everything, bro.
So we went up there. We're doing the hoot and the hollering. Got our fucking big-ass sticks beating on fucking trees and shit. Yeah, we attracted bears to our fucking camp later on that
That's
night.
That's what you get, Bob. That's what you get. Here comes the fucking bear going to eat you. Because
you know what?
Bro.
I was sleeping in the back of the truck.
Who went?
It was me, my boy Gabe, my boy Kurt, Kurt's son, my boy Danny from Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
We all went squatch hunting. Yeah,
but you guys to protect yourself from Sasquatch.
Oh, dude. Let me see. I had my shotgun on my left-hand side. I had my AR on my right. My 9 was on my hip. And I was sitting in the back of the truck. And, of course, I hear movement. All right. I could hear fucking goddamn Chi-Com movement in my fucking in my zone. So you know what I fucking did? I jumped up really quick, racked the shotgun, and looked. Saw a fucking bear staring at me. And he goes, oh, shit. And he boo-boo took off.
Fuck that. Yeah, Bob. Your face just like this said, I'm fucking with that, dude.
My hair was down. Yeah. I was probably unshaven. Fuck, I'm going like, oh.
You're lucky they didn't shoot your ass out there, Bigfoot-looking motherfucker. Yeah.
Well, no, we went squatch hunting. It was fun. I mean, we didn't get no... hoops and hollering, no ape fucking calls back, no nothing.
Yeah, because, bro, how much of that fucking, especially like the Northwest and stuff, it's like all like unfucking messed with, like no men, no
virgin
one lives
forest,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, imagine, like they'd be there, bro. They wouldn't be like,
well,
fucking,
well, okay,
our hair
other than Springfield. What about dire wolves?
I think just
they said they died off maybe 15, 20,000 years ago.
We don't know that though.
We don't know if they still exist or not.
How tall they say they are?
They're twice the size of timber wolf.
Dude, those wolves are so big, bro. Imagine.
So you're twice the size. You're looking at something that's maybe 4 foot, 6 foot tall. Not on his hunches, but standing there.
Just standing there? Just
And we've got dogs that exist at that height. Like, they do. They're just bred that way.
But these were apex predators.
Wild fucking things.
They looked at humans as, that's my food source. That's not fucking. I'm not going to be afraid of fire. What the hell is that shiny thing that he's throwing at me? Fire?
That shit that's going to kill you, motherfucker. We're the apex predator, bro.
Nah, man. There's plenty of shit out there, man. You go in the ocean, man. There's no fucking... We're not an apex predator.
Tell me this,
dude.
Tell me this. How can we map, like, the fucking surface of Venus, but we have 5% of the fucking ocean?
How can we map the moon and not know what's under the fucking... We can barely go the Titanic deep.
Yeah.
Bro, imagine what's down there. That's where the fucking aliens are.
With a two-man fucking sub that can go down to the Titanic deep. That's as far as we can go. Let's get in that Marianas Trench. Let's see how far we can fucking go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, parking
lot. Yeah, that's true.
That's where the UFOs are. They come out from underground bases. Under
and
the
we
ocean.
See the sea monsters coming up, man. The fucking no eyes because they have no light down there. Yeah, man. They fucking scary as fuck.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of fucked up because you're in the dark. You don't have to look good. You know what I mean?
No, exactly. But let's get back on with squatching here, man. So would you go squatching?
You know what? To tell you the truth, I'll be honest with you. There was a part, and I blame, like, Travel Channel and Discovery Channel and all that shit, right?
Every fucking channel has.
Dude,
you're like,
fuck, man, I want to go. But parking lot. You're out there with Bob, ass getting eaten by mosquitoes, probably, like a motherfucker. No internet.
Yeah.
No fucking vape. Well, I guess you can take vape. You can take vape.
I got enough batteries. I can last.
Remember, watch out, dude. Them blueberry crumbles going to track fucking bears, dude.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
Hell.
How many guns you own?
Well, personally, none.
Then you're fucked, bro.
Going with Bob, he's got a fucking armory hidden somewhere. We already know this. Like,
it sounds cool, Bob, until you're out there, right? Then you're just like...
A part of me just wants to go camping.
Cold. Going up to Sequoias, even during... midsummer, it gets fucking cold.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's cold as fuck.
And where we parked, we went up, we got off to one of the normal trails, and we went about 2 miles in, and where we parked was a little over a ledge that was maybe about 15 feet down, and there was a river that was maybe foot and a half, 2 feet deep, because my homegirl almost lost her gun in there. Because we went hunting for fucking Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And when we went hunting, everyone was loaded for bear.
Hell yeah.
Just in case.
So she slipped on a rock. She fell down. But the way her gun was positioned, she had it in a Blackhawk CQB-style locking holster. But the problem is, it was just barely attached onto her hip. It wasn't actually...
Her belt wasn't put through it.
So when she hit her butt on the fucking ground... It popped off and slid into the fucking water.
Lucky man.
I was just lucky enough that I was falling up the rear, and I came down. And I looked down. And I see an S&M fucking subcompact fucking 45 sitting there gleaming at me in the water. I'm going like, I'm gonna pick this up. I'm gonna put it in my fucking little rucksack and let's go on walking. 2 hours later, I get this. She goes, I lost my gun. I'm going like, what does it look like? So well, what do you mean? What does it look like? I'm going.
Parking lot is easy. When you're going out there hunting for Bigfoot, I got two words for you that are going to make you change your mind. No internet.
That's fine.
No, I had internet.
You got a signal
there?
There
are some parts that I know
I
in the
signal.
Sequoia
and
that have signal.
You're shitting in the woods.
Okay.
Fucking parking lot. Go take the parking lot squat.
Here's Bimbo, the thing.
Bimbo
like
checked out right there, dude.
I like camping. I haven't been able to go in a long ass time because unfortunately every female I've ever been with is like anti-camping unless it's in an RV. At least thank God my gal... We'll actually go camping if we have some sort of RV. That's a step in
By
the
then,
right
I was
direction.
I was camping almost every other weekend, so I was already on the MRE fucking kick, so my ass was shitting toothpaste or peanut butter. So, hey, baby wipes fucking are the greatest thing in the world, bro.
Sounds cool, bro. Parking lot eating MREs and shitting your ass off.
That's fine with me. Fuck.
See,
I just want
parking lot's gonna go with you, Bob. Bivol ain't going there. That's the only part where that's where it sucks for like.
But when you were crossing the border to get over here in the United States, bro, you had to camp.
Bro, I'm born here, bro. I'm fucking.
You're not an anchor baby. That's what your mom told you.
My mom was born here too. Relax.
Yeah, she told her was an anchor baby. She was born here too.
Come on, man.
So you wouldn't go squatching?
Not now, no.
I don't
like
care.
If I was, if you had hit me up when I first met you when I was like 20 or whatever, 19, I probably would have went with you. But not now, bro. It's too much work, bro.
Not well. It's
too much work to fucking be disappointed because. You ain't gonna find them, dude.
Yeah.
Call it squatching, call it hunting. I just want to go fucking camping.
How many people go out there
otherwise?
Fucking with recorders and cameras and everything, and they don't get a fucking
thing? You guys
are
fucking... See, this is where you guys fuck up, and I'm surprised Bob does it. This is some white people shit. Parking lot. That's why you're all in there fucking going out there, dude. All you motherfuckers are the ones get lost fucking hiking up in these fucking mountains, getting eaten by bears and
I know
shit like
how
that.
To fucking get where I need to
yeah,
go,
it's like,
bro.
Fuck.
Dude. I know how to mark my own fucking trail. It's not that hard. It's... pretty fucking simple.
I actually had a fucking map of the entire fucking sector that we were
my
in.
My ass would be fucking dead up there, bro. I ain't fucking
it's called
dude.
Planning and preparing. If you do it right, you ain't gonna have problems.
You ain't finding Bigfoot parking lot.
I'm not saying we're gonna find Bigfoot. I don't care if we don't find jack
if
shit.
If I go up there and come up missing for a fucking couple of months, just know that I'll come back thinner.
And I mean, that, to me, that's an upside, too.
Yeah. Anyways, Bigfoot, way low on my on Bigfoot's priority list when it comes to crypto.
Then what's
balls.
On your priority list?
I don't have the means
right,
to do
let's
it.
Let's do this. Let's talk this. Ghost hunting.
Yes.
Did this. I've done it. There's plenty of places around.
Silver or whatever, right?
No, 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 no. We went out towards Lamont to some of those fucking old houses out there to where, you know, the farmers would stay during the 30s and 40s.
Mm-hmm.
The, you know, the migrant workers that would come in and pick. Every season. There's a lot of fucking shit out
What's
there.
What's the
bro?
Abandoned place that's out there by like Silver something, Silver City or some shit like that?
Yeah.
No, the
it's
ghost town.
Town. It's a ghost
yeah,
town.
Yeah, it's a ghost town, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would love to go out there and go ghost hunting. I used to drive.
Oh, wait a minute.
Go out there and do an episode for the crack house.
I'm in.
You guys ready to do that shit?
Well, that was the thing. Remember, I had shit planned for Vegas. I wanted to do all kinds of shit for that fucking Vegas trip. I wanted a week where we can go and let's go to Area 51 because I got to go to my fucking Mecca. I got to go to Area 51. I got to shoot guns there.
Yeah.
So
I want to see the black box. I want to see the gateway, the gate in. That's the shit I want to do.
That's as far as you're getting, bro.
That's fine.
No, but see.
To be able to say I fucking did it is enough for me.
You slap my crack house on the mailbox? Yes.
It's all priorities. This motherfucker could walk down
But there's plenty of ghost towns outside of Vegas that we could go to. And I was like, man, you know, I want to do this. But I'm like, man, we only have one fucking car. If I take fucking this up there, we'll have two vehicles. You know,
we'd have to do it on a non-GP time. Because the GP, we're there to meet everybody. We're hanging out. We're doing all this shit. Parking lot's getting his card signed. Parking lot's walking down the street.
Well, yeah,
in
you
the middle of the night for M&M's. Parking lot's over there fucking rubbing elbows with Dev and all and fucking
with snow.
Saffron on. Olive and shit. Fucking
and Wedge. And seeing Wedge fall off the fucking platform.
Parking lot's over there in the command zone getting fucking told off about his not using the right pronouns. Remember that shit?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Him, her.
Hey, when we were out there fucking, when me, you, Sean, and fucking Sandoval, we all went around to like the fucking different places. Where was parking lot? Playing.
I was at the GP.
You know, I can't say much, man. Gio was there, too.
Well, Gio's fucking
But, hey,
there.
You have to admit, man, we had some badass fucking, some Korean barbecue. We went to a badass video game store that had all kinds of weird shit. We went to some movie places. I mean, we went everywhere, man. And like you said, you want to go see that Zaff Brannigan or whatever his name is.
How dare you, bro. Zach Braffigan, huh?
Did
you even try, bro?
What was the show?
Zach Bagans, bro.
Zach Bagans. What was it?
He's begging for these nuts.
Yeah, Ghost Adventures.
His museum. Yeah, I would love to see
that. Bro, he's got some shit in there, dude. Some shit that can curse you, parking lot.
That's fine.
Fucking Dibby
Bucks. I heard about the chair. I know the chair.
Yeah, there's a Dybbuk box in there too. One of these days you're gonna fucking come back and you're gonna blow a vape smoke and then a fucking demon's gonna come out of that shit.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But no, I wanted to do something like that, go to these ghost towns and hit up shit like that because, dude, I got a book off of fucking Barnes & Noble and it was entry-level stuff for ghost hunting, right? What you're gonna need, tape recorder, video camera, cameras.
What are you gonna need?
And it was all, and it gave me prices on everything. So we picked up a bunch of the shit and we went out to some of these places that were haunted. Couldn't go to BHS because they turned it into a prison, so you can't get on the campus no more.
It's just that one building up by the
bridge, right? No. So you have Harvey Auditorium,
where the band is.
Then you have Warren Hall, which is also haunted. And you have the Industrial Arts Building, which is the oldest building that on was campus. Originally Bakersfield College. Yeah, because the
and
railroad
that's
tracks.
The one that's facing the railroad tracks.
Yeah,
right?
That's the one.
And that, see, I've got a story about that building, and I didn't even go to that fucking school.
Yeah, the reason why
is because the kids would try to roll the train would be going real slow. They'd try to roll underneath the thing to get to school, and they get crushed and get their heads cut off and shit like that.
Yeah, when I was homeless.
Oh, you didn't hear the music.
I heard it.
when I was homeless. I actually remember coming down that underneath the railway and I'm looking at that building and I saw a figure in the window.
Yep.
No lights on, but something kept passing in front of one of the windows and I was just like, the fuck is that? Am I just high? I'm probably just high. And I'm just like,
you're there yelling, hey, Matt, turn on the lights.
I stood there for like a good 10 minutes just watching this thing wave back and forth, stop, look around a little bit, go back down. I'm like, that's fucking weird.
Maybe you're one of the ones. Have you ever seen a ghost?
So there was the way it was, the band would get done after football. They would go in and be out of the building by 9. That means after 9 o'clock, no one was in there. All the lights were turned off. If the lights were turned on at night, it's because nobody was in there.
Yeah, sometimes you
we would drive by and fucking. Third floor, lights will pop up in certain rooms, and there ain't nobody in those there, rooms.
Yeah. It's not like janitorial cleans at night. They don't. They do that during the day.
But have you seen an apparition? Like, pardon.
I've felt some shit over there, especially in Warren Hall, because supposedly a kid committed suicide in there. It's a headless specter that walks the second floor hallway.
But did you see it?
No.
See, there's the thing is,
but you
parking
can
lot,
feel it.
Yeah,
though.
I know, but parking lot is one of these people, because this is what I heard, because my wife's all into this shit. Apparently, you have to be a certain kind of person to see that shit.
I've heard of these since the ghosts, like the ghost sensitive types.
Yeah.
And
well, it's like
that's
this house
understandable.
Right here.
I think Biffle's too dumb.
The house that I'm living in right now is haunted.
See what I'm saying? I'll never see anything like that.
I have seen an old lady. She, you know, when my boy was living here.
Oh, you said that you've told us this story before.
I would stay in a room over there, which used to be my goddaughter's room. And she would never go into the room. She'd sit at the door and just sit there and watch you.
Yeah, you've told me this. You've told me that too.
And same thing with the hallway. And my dogs fucking, dude, one night, all of them were fucking just going nuts, looking at the fucking hallway. There was nobody home. Everybody was out of town. It was just me and my four dogs. And those dogs were going fucking ape shit.
And the same thing happened to, like, where my wife grew up, too. Like, in their house. Like, apparently it was, like, some old, like, migrant shit, too. And my sister-in-law and my mother-in-law, I guess, were talking or something. And they see something fucking, like, pass by. And they were kind of just, like, they told me they're all, like, they didn't want to say nothing. And they finally just go, did you see that? She goes, I didn't want to say nothing, but you saw that, right? And that they seen, like, a lady sitting down on their couch. But then I told her, I go in by the house all the time by myself and shit. And Jenny told me that, like, you have to be, like, sensitive. Like, you have to have some
Man,
kind of
you're
shit.
You're a skeptic. That's the reason why. At some point, you're going to get yourself scared about with some ghost, something.
And then you're going to start seeing shit. How skeptical am I when I believe it because
you
they catch it on camera?
But the problem is your eye hasn't seen it yet.
No.
You know, with the third eye, man. You haven't fucking opened that up to
bro,
the fucking
world, bro.
Bro,
look at this shit, bro. I could probably see
no,
it in the fucking
third
dimension,
eye,
bro.
Your third eye.
No, we want to talk about some other shit. I went ghost hunting exactly once. And that was when I was in high school. obviously, high schoolers, none of us have a car, so we couldn't go that far. But where did we go? Bobby probably know this place. It was there. The old pig slaughter building off of South or whatever. So we went there. Because we knew people like to go there, do, you know, because it's abandoned building, it's pig slaughter.
Yeah.
So we did decide to do a ghost hunt in there.
Where's that? South H and what?
It's like South H and Fairview, I think.
Yeah. Oh, right by my house?
Yeah, it used to be there. It's gone, long gone now. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they finally tore the whole building down because a kid got hurt because rafter piece fell and broke his leg or some shit. But we did ghost hunting there. And the funny thing is that what we caught on audio recording was actually sounded like a guy yelling at a pig. Yeah, it literally, the guy yelled something like, "Stop moving."
That was probably his fucking, his life, his greatest achievement in his life was being in a fucking pig slaughter, and that's what he went back to.
Yeah, and he was yelling at a pig and told him to stop moving. Because you also heard a pig squeal in the middle of that. Just out of the fucking blue. And we were like, wait a minute, normally you can't hear animals in this situation. And there ain't nothing, there's no animals around there anymore. Like, not like that.
Spirits part of that?
Well, we understood, you know, people being coming, but dude, animals
I've had
was weird.
My dogs come back after they fucking passed away, and it's like my boy, my dog James, he passed away. About a week later, I like to, if you ever went to my old house over there on Mountain Oak, we had three, I don't know what the fuck they are, pine trees, and they're fucking tall. They're about 5 feet tall or 5 stories tall. And my biggest thing is if I have to go take a leak, I walk outside and I fucking piss on my tree. And my dog would go out there with me and piss on the tree too. But he passed away, and at the time my beagles were in the house sleeping, so I walked outside. And I'm sitting there, you know, taking a leak, and I hear footsteps. Dog footsteps. Paws on the fucking ground. I turn around and look and see if it was my boy Eddie or Susie. Nah. But it was coming off to the far ass. Like my boy James used to do. He would go outside. He'd walk around, hit the grass, drop a deuce, come back. And he had a small pattern. And then he'd get on the sidewalk and you hear him walk. And then he'd turn a corner. And then you hear him. And he came all the way up to me. And I'm sitting there. I'm hearing the sound. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm going like, okay, that's James fucking with me.
Dog ghosts, huh?
Animals is unusual.
They come back to see the person they love the most, just like people do.
They're probably just on another plane.
Probably, I wouldn't doubt it. I believe in ghosts. My mom fucking haunts that fucking cell phone right
now. Yeah,
that's
creepy, dude. Yeah, I see that when it comes on.
I was waiting for you to say
what
it.
What is that, like a BlackBerry or some shit? Like a fucking old ass one?
Samsung BlackBerry old school phone.
That's pretty crazy how that happened.
So, ghost hunting? Yes? No?
Have I ever done it? I want to tell you this. If we go, I'm bringing my old lady. She's been wanting to do that shit.
Oh, dude.
We'll go down.
We'll hit downtown, there's a lot of fucking shit downtown.
The Fox 2 is all fucking haunted, too.
Well, like I told you, my old house on Circle Drive, when you guys used to go over there for the old podcast, the Melodrama Theater that used to be right there, next to the liquor store, used to be a toy store back in the day. It was Bob's Toy Juggle. The owner went bankrupt and committed suicide, blew his brains out in the back room.
Oh, yeah? Bob's Toy Juggle, that sounds like a story you'd
and the funny thing is,
with the fucking dildos and shit.
And the funny thing is, dude, since then it's been haunted. No one can stay in that fucking, no one stays in that building long enough.
I don't know. A lot of those old downtown buildings give me the creeps, like, we went to Sofa King, and we went to even the new LGS that we go to. Get that fucking weird, like, 1930s vibes.
It's old, man. I mean, hell, you have the newspaper, the dog that goes to the newspaper that walks across the, over that
walk
one street.
Walk across the street, yep.
There's all kinds of fucking ghost shit that goes on in Bakersfield and Kern County.
Ghosts kind of in the middle of my fucking...
But
my stepmom's parents, right? They used to own a house up on off of a snow, North Bakersfield.
Yep.
That house has a confirmed legal ownership at one point belonging to the McCarthy family.
Okay.
If you know politicians.
Kevin
McCarthy. It was his parents' home. There, so it would be Kevin McCarthy's great-grandparents actually lived and passed away in that home.
Oh, shit.
They kept him at home and let him pass peacefully in home. We were cleaning out after my step-grandmother passed away and just doing a lot of cleaning because, obviously, old age, she couldn't get around to doing everything, and my grandfather was busy working all the time. He owned a sleep apnea company. And we were moved this couch out of the way in front of this island, and we found this cabinet that we didn't know was there. It was the weirdest fucking thing. We opened up the cabinet, and what did we find inside? A half a bottle of Canadian whiskey and like a half smoked pack of Camel unfilters covered in dust. Absolutely covered. And I'm like, this is old shit. This is an old fucking pack. I've never seen this like labeling before. I looked up the whiskey company. They've been out of business for like 50 years.
Damn.
And it's like, this shit's been here forever. So I started digging around, knowing the family connection. Grandpapa McCarthy used to smoke.
Oh.
He died of lung cancer.
Oh, he found his hidden stash.
We found his hidden stash. The stash he probably kept away from his wife so he can keep smoking and shit. But we disturbed his stuff.
Oh, see.
And we started hearing his boots in the hallway because he was also a firefighter. Ugh. And it would come from that cabinet and go to the back door. Like he was going out. He was looking for his drink. He's looking for a smoke so he can take him out back and have a drink and have a smoke in private. And we'd hear him walk to that cabinet and then walk back to the door. And he'd pace every now and again.
It's crazy.
Like people living in houses like that just get used to it. It's like, yeah, oh, that's what's the name? Like, oh, I'm like, fuck that.
Even at one point with me and my ex, we were actually having to sleep in the living room because we lost our place at the time. I was out of work. And there it goes again. Dun, 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 dun. Eek. And you hear the cabinet. Dunk, 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 dunk. Out the door.
Crazy.
And it was just like, yep. It's old Grandpa McCarthy. He went to find his folks and smokes again. He's probably looking around for him. Don't know where they went.
Ghosts are like, yeah, I mean, it'd be cool, like, whatever, but they kind of creep me out too, but I'm, like, more scared of real shit.
All right, so let's get on with your real shit that you brought up.
No, I just brought this up because I'd heard about it, but that's not what I was talking about. I was talking about real shit that scares me is, like, the Men in Black for shit like that.
La Lorena.
No. Like, because the Men in Black, like, legit fucking scary shit. Like, they caught those fools on camera, bro. Like, that's real shit.
Anyway, the El Cucuy, man.
Oh, no. Anyways, I was telling Bob, I think it was last week. It says, like, on October 13th, parking lot, a United States postal worker was working at O'Hare Airport in Chicago and was, like, heading to their car in the parking lot. Behind them, they saw a 7-foot-tall red-eyed creature. They think it's like the Mothman, dude.
Well, here's the problem. When you see the Mothman, something major is going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's been a week.
We haven't heard about this guy again.
Something happened in Chicago in the last week? No, huh?
No. Not the normal killings.
But outside of those.
Nothing. No bridge falling. No nothing.
No plane crash.
But why is it...
But just because I think they're saying Mothman because the red eyes and shit doesn't mean it was the Mothman. You know what I mean?
Isn't 7 foot tall,
like in the East Coast?
No, he's over there in Wisconsin and shit.
Yeah,
I've heard Mothman stories coming up from Canada too, so kind of makes sense.
Yeah,
northern U.S. along the border.
Yeah, fucking Mothman's kind of creepy too.
Yeah, West Virginia folklore. Mothman is a creature reportedly seen in Point Pleasant area from November 15th, 1966 to December 15th, 67. Damn. Okay, so he's been there for a fucking quite a long time.
Another interdimensional being. But that one hasn't been caught on camera. We got to talk about like the shit that's actually been caught on camera. You know who has the best footage?
Loch Ness Monster.
You know, yeah, more Loch Ness Nessie. For sure. We'll talk about Nessie right now, but... You know who has the best fucking craziest footage, bro. And I know you've seen this shit, Bob, because no parking lot or shit. On Telemundo, they have this Primer Impacto. You ever see those? Where they have like, they'll find all the craziest like shit. Did you ever see the one where like they got a witch flying along, like she was flying?
Yeah. Well, what about the soccer match where they show a guy running in the crowd?
Oh, crazy. That was crazy.
Running in the crowd and he just disappears. But the way he was running through everybody in the crowd.
You ever seen that one, parking lot?
No, I've never seen that one.
And I was like, man, hold on a minute. But all the best shit's coming out of these other countries.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because, you know, UFOs, ghost sightings. Dude, right now, my biggest thing... I watched a show, or a thing called Splacked Ham on YouTube. And, bro, there's ghost hunting in India.
Oh, really?
Is huge.
In India, huh? I never seen anything in India.
He's going to show you this video, man. You watch the crowd. There'll be a little white fucking...
They're like legit just kind of spanning the crowd. You'll see, it's crazy.
Okay, so there's that. And it starts running.
And that's way slowed down, dude.
Yeah.
And none of them moved. None of them reacted. That was right in front of me.
That's a ghost, like, bro. See, that's what I'm saying. Shit like that, I'd be like, oh, okay, fuck, man. It's on camera or whatever.
That's weird.
No, but I watched Black Tams, and they don't call them ghosts over there in Middle Eastern countries. They call them jinns.
No, like the Jews on. Yep.
And this dude's just cussing up a fucking storm. And some of the shit, man, they can't fucking... You see somebody fucking do a... And I'm sorry. No special effects can do this shit, man. You see fucking someone look around the fucking... Peek around the corner. Dude starts cussing. He starts running towards it. Jumps in the fucking building. And just starts panning around the room. There ain't no way of anything jumping out the window or hiding behind the door. There ain't nothing, nowhere to fucking hide, and there ain't nobody there.
Yeah. But see, like I'm telling you, like, when you see it on stuff like that, then I'm, like, scared. Because you could tell me stories about fucking dragons and shit like that.
The problem is I don't get scared when it comes to shit like this. I just look at it. I'm desensitized to a lot of this crap.
I don't know.
Hey. Like, what about, I look at you and you're like, what?
Well, no, because like there's that creepy shit like where they have that like fucking machine that goes like it's like a camera to check the sewers. Mm-hmm. So no one goes down there. And then like some fucking thing with like peeks out from around the corner. Like you see the eyes and that shit. Like, yep. There's something fucking down there, parking lot. It's not supposed to be down there, bro.
Oh, there's I know they had some stuff with like gnomes.
You know. Duendes? Yeah, dude. And those come out of Mexico shit too, dude. Yep. The fucking duendes. That's fucking creepy, dude. That's creepy. Little fucking... Anything little
and
like that.
And they show them. They look around the corner. And they, you know, they look like David the Gnome, man. Got the little fucking little hat. The whole night. Yeah, going like, holy dude. Shit.
Or like the kids were like playing. In Mexico, they're like playing in the living room. They don't even notice it. And then like they're recording the kids like playing. And then all of a sudden, it just fucking stands up and just fucking like runs. And yep. They get like fucking... And creeped out, dude.
Yep. Oh, I remember seeing that one. I didn't make the connection to gnome on that one, but now yeah. I think
well,
about
it's
it, you, the video
because on there they're called duendes. Yeah. But no, Nessie man. Too. Nessie is the other one too. Where like we all know that a lot of that shit got faked, but
Nessie was one of those.
I'm sorry, man. If something that big dies in that fucking in that lock, something of it's gonna fucking float up and hit the surface of the water.
Didn't they find some DNA in that shit and they kind of found it as unidentified, like just like a couple weeks ago?
They found something like that, and they found some like soft tissue, some fucking shit. So we don't know.
See, man, this is why. That's, the powers that be don't want me to win the lotto, because if I did, I'd blow a lot of money on shit like, hey, let's go to fucking Loch Ness parking lot. We're going, bro.
Yeah, all right.
When I went back to Scotland for that week, I wanted to go to Loch Ness so fucking bad, bro.
You went to Scotland?
Yeah.
To check out your old family and shit?
No, I went over there for, I went to Germany for sword fighting.
He's done it all. Put another thing he's on the list. He's done it all.
Put fucking another thing on the list.
He has done it all.
Spent
sword fighting in Germany. Done that.
Yeah. We went to for the Arma group. We went over there. It was those Viking battles. I showed you fucking videos.
I know, dude. It's just like fucking crazy, bro.
So, and I went over to England. I spent a week in England. Went to some of the GW shops.
Yeah,
there,
did you go to Warhammer World?
That wasn't open at the time.
Oh, okay.
And then we went over to Scotland, and I visited my buddy that was over there. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
I thought you were trying to.
And I'm just sitting here wanting to go
the
fucking camping.
Or
like,
what? Yeah. Try to find your.
There could be only one.
There could be one.
No. No.
Your dad's was Scottish, right?
Well, yeah. He's a redneck.
A redneck or whatever.
He's white. My last name is Scottish.
Tell you what, Parla, I ain't never going to fucking Mexico, bro. Like, ever, ever, ever.
I've bro. Only
Why,
made.
Man? You don't want to go. Where's your family from?
Guadalajara, Jalisco.
Oh, at least it's not like fucking Elysios, fucking Zacatecas.
Yeah, dude, there's just nothing good in Mexico, bro. You know, people a lot of like, you know what I mean?
The tequila.
It's not like I don't have like
thick ass women.
Yeah, well, okay, you know what I meant. You know what I meant by nothing good. Like nothing good happens there, dude. That's what I'm saying. Yes, thick ass women for
I
sure,
mean,
bro.
Shit, I've only been to Mexico twice in my life. The first time I was like infant, so that don't really fucking count. But the second time, I only went
to
TJ.
Your parents took you to Mexico as an infant?
It was my...
They're trying to sell his ass,
yeah,
bro.
What the fuck?
Like, I don't know if I was an infant or if I was like a toddler, but I was fucking young. I don't fucking remember it. But the next time, I only went to TJ, and I was like
nah,
14.
TJ don't count. Yeah.
And that doesn't count for shit. And I was doing
only went to TJ for one reason.
I was doing missionary work, building one room houses.
Donkey
like,
show.
Eh.
You're a missionary?
I did a little missionary work at when I was younger.
Fuck. Did you wear the tie?
No. No, we were fucking working. We were literally building one room houses, like non-insulated, just four walls, a roof, and they were just being
little
donated
shanties,
off of them.
Man, they're fucking little shanties.
We were basically
did you get sick over there?
No,
you didn't.
We did have
water.
A kid die. We did have a kid die though. That's why we left early.
That's what
that
I'm saying, bro.
That was fucked up because the way our building was set up, girls were in one room and it was just like bunk beds all on the wall and shit, and guys were in the other room on the other side of the building. Well, I was closest to the bathroom kitchen. So more of the middle of the building. Well, the far corner got blown out by a grenade and it killed a kid.
By a grenade?
Yeah. Don't know if it was cartel, don't know if it was police, but it got blown out by that. Kid lost both of his legs and died instantly. Just shock trauma and blood out.
You know the funny thing is, man, I want to bring up a list of
dipped the next day.
Filipino folklore.
Oh, there's a hell of fucking shit to figure out.
I
want to
see how much of this translates over to Mexican folklore. So we know the Duende is.
Yep. The gnome.
That is, of course, in also in the Philippines.
Because the Philippines are Spanish too, huh? Conquered.
Soyokoy? Whatever the fuck it is?
Soyokoy.
S-I-Y-O-K-O-Y. I don't know. That's a mermaid.
Fucking mermaids too, man.
That'd be interesting. So.
How about the Aswang? No, that's a vampire. They fly around with no lower half. Their fucking entrails are long. Yeah.
Oh, they're not sparkly.
No, what they do is they drink the embryonic fluid from pregnant women to stay young.
Nope, we don't got that.
That's even more twisted than just standard ass vampires drinking blood.
Hey, what the fuck, man?
Embryonic fluid.
I want the ones that from like Blade. I don't want fucking flying ass with entrails and shit.
Oh man. So I don't think there's any more in here, man, that's gonna be for you. I mean,
anyways, parking lot. You see why I don't want to go to fucking Mexico, Bob? Fucking the last time parking lot, some kid got killed by a grenade, bro.
Yeah, don't know how the fuck that happened either.
Here, man, look at some of these names and see if they have anything on there. I know the Duende is one of them.
Oh, you guys put it with a W.
Yeah,
not the D-U.
Duende.
Well, Sirena is a mermaid. Parking lot, would you fuck a mermaid?
How?
I don't know about that, man. I've heard some sick ass shit. Hit the next one, man.
I mean, I'll let a mermaid give me a blowjob, I guess, but I don't know about trying to fuck a mermaid, because you're fucking in the fish end there, and that's just not... I ain't in all that.
So, okay, so what cryptozoology are you into? What kind of crypto...
So my conspiracy theory realm is not so much like the animal-based type shit. I like...
Greed.
Different shit. One of my favorites, and I truly do believe this to this fucking day, is that the government does control, at minimum, a portion of television. And they use TV shows, shit like that, to expose people to things that have actually happened. Like, take X-Files to a literal level. Oh, I was going to say,
you mean the news?
That type shit. No. I mean, yeah, they probably control that too, but for different reasons. But I'm talking like the shows, look at X-Files, right? The whole concept of the show was, these are the stories of the X-Files. This is like FBI agents shit and the paranormal shit they dealt with. In my belief, that's like a literal, they took it too literal and then they dialed it back when they pulled the show and were like, we need to cover this up a little more. This is too obvious. Or it's, they're not believing it enough because we're too nail on the head with it.
So you're talking shows like Supernatural, Grimm.
One of my favorites I point to because there's a direct reference. Stargate SG-1. Space traveling through an Egyptian ring, taking you to different planets, different galaxies, blah blah blah. Yeah. They're all tied together. They did a literal episode talking about a guy on Earth who's having dreams of the SG-1 crew doing these trips, and then made it into a TV show. And the government went, nah, let them do it. That's fine. The world can use this kind of light exposure in their shitty way.
What he's talking about is they live.
That's, I'm cool with
okay.
That.
That's one I truly do believe in. Now, are all shows that way? No. We don't know which ones are.
Aliens are controlling the airwaves, subliminally messaging and
reptilian overlords
and sending visual that's pictures and shit into your brain.
Nah, that's on the true far extreme. I'm not that extreme with
you're
this.
Talking about.
I'm talking like our government
consume
is implanting shows, creating shows to give us a PG version, light version of things that have happened.
Well.
That's my look at
like George Orwell,
1984,
movies like that, man, that are now coming to
like you living it.
Are you living it? There's a lot of stuff. You know, there's some shows that were in Outer Limits that were doing the same thing.
Yeah,
I can see it.
Go back to shows like
Honeymooners, brainwashing you for domestic violence.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, here's another one of those that's head on the nail type shit. CDC has a list of emergency supplies you should buy in case of a zombie apocalypse. You can look that up. It is an actual
link.
Look up the CDC emergency zombie reaction.
I remember
kits.
when Max Brooks came out with the zombie guide to the apocalypse, the zombie survival guide. And what you would need and how to do this and that. It was literally a fucking survival guide on how to survive the fucking zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. And the CDC took it nail on the head. And then what? But why did the CDC do it? Because The Walking Dead dropped. Because now you see this list of shit.
CDC.gov.
Yes.
This is a waste of my fucking money. Like I've never seen before.
Oh, it took one guy like 10 minutes.
Zombie-wise, you remember that fucking that bath salt shit and that guy fucking eating that dude's face on the fucking in Florida. Mm-hmm. That happened multiple times with different areas of the fucking United States where they were fucking turning into cannibals and they were eating living fucking people.
No, I get you, but that's not a zombie. That's fucking Twix.
Like, well, we don't know. It could be a fucking rage virus.
But it could have been the start. It could have been the start. Just because...
Not somebody from dead just fucking reanimating and coming up, but when you have movies like 28 Days Later, 28 Months Later, with that rage virus...
Okay, that one's a little bit different because the rage overtakes people. But like Walking Dead shit parking lot.
No. Let me explain the connection. Because the first season of The Walking Dead, they had to go to the CDC because they're thinking, oh, they've got the cure, blah, 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 right? That's when the CDC put out that list for the survival kits. Then you go back to the show, you see those instances where these items that they're hunting down and why they needed them in the last fucking minute because they weren't prepared to begin with and how to use them. That's why the CDC put up that list. And
you just live by the fucking one rule. Double tap.
Yes.
That's what I was telling. That's what I was trying to tell parking lot. I was like, I'm never scared of no zombie shit like The Walking Dead, bro. You guys, you motherfuckers always trying to tell me that there's twice as many guns in this country as there are people. And then you're going to tell me that a bunch of zombies are going to try to take us over. Them motherfuckers are going to get gatted down so quick, dude. You don't even know.
I agree with that.
I was going to say, dude, like some outbreak starts here on south side of Bakersfield, bro. They ain't making it past Rosedale, dude. Let alone the whole country, bro. That's what I'm saying. They ain't fucking happening. No,
because I can guarantee you every fucking gun shop in this city will open its doors, let people grab shit, because guess what?
Oh, bro, dude, come on, man.
They need the quickest response.
Trumpers are just fucking dying to kill somebody, bro.
Well, that's the thing, man. You know what? For me, it wouldn't be about me. I wouldn't even need a gun. Okay? I'm sorry. A shambling walking dead, unless it's a runner, you can just walk right by it. I don't understand how these people fucking get bit and shit. And I'm watching these movies.
It's dramatic television, bro.
Run, motherfucker, run. I'm just sitting here. Just walk. Just turn around and walk right past them.
Dramatic television, bro.
Yeah, well, exactly. There's the nuances, surrounded
by a big ass group, then there's no way around that. Well,
but like I tell you, it's never gonna happen, bro. There's so many guns in this fucking country. Now the people that outlawed guns and shit. Now you guys, y'all got problems, but not in the U.S., bro. Not in the U.S. Fuck no.
Yeah.
Other than that, chupacabras, bro. That's the other one. What happened to that? That was hot for a little bit.
See, there's another one where I kind of lean on the skeptic side.
Yeah, they know Chupacabra.
It was huge
in the late 90s, early 2000s. I remember, man, it was all about fucking Chupacabra, man.
Chupacabra is not, it's a real animal. The problem is that they're taking it wrong because it's probably sick or diseased.
Yeah, it's like
lost
mange.
A bunch of weight, yeah, mange. Yeah. And there happened to be a pack of them because they all got infected, like AIDS or some shit. And they started roaming around doing shit and people caught notice. Then they all died off because, you know, they're diseased and
they find those things all the time, man. They don't know what the hell it is, but it just happens to be some form of canine with severe mange.
Yeah, it's something fucked up. And
it's emaciated to the point where it's going to attack anything and anything that it can to eat. Because why? I'm sorry.
It's on the brink of death.
If it's starving, it's going to eat anything.
Bro, I'm just waiting for like the Chinese or the Russians to make like some bioweapon. Some badass shit, bro.
What are you talking about? COVID-19 is already here. That is the bioweapon from China.
I'm talking about an animal, like some fucking tyrant from Resident Evil.
Back to, I got another one for animals.
I'm waiting for fucking superhero soldiers.
When's Wolverine coming? Yeah, I can agree on that one.
Well, the Chinese aren't they fucking, or is it the Russians that are doing the woolly mammoth?
Russians.
The Russians are doing that, huh?
Here's another website I want you to look up. So grab your phone. This one's going to be fun. Birds aren't real.
Oh, because why? You see them stopped in the middle of the fucking flight in the air.
A lot of times they stop moving for no reason. Why did they sit on power lines? So they can recharge. But then you ask yourself, well, what about those in different areas?
Talking about, okay, never mind. Were you talking about like talking pigeons about, are government drones?
Pigeons are government drones.
I don't believe that.
There's also different forms of birds aren't real that are just drones. You know, you look at ducks. They found a way to recharge with water by absorbing algae for
hydrogen.
Hydrogen powered shit like that. There's a whole conspiracy based on these, and I fucking love it. It is amazing.
You know what he fucking...
Yeah, he really did. Let's be real, Bob. The fucking aliens control everything, dude.
Now, I'm not as...
Now, aliens. Yes or no?
Fuck yeah. Are you kidding me? It's like a no fucking duh,
not your
dude.
Cousins across the border.
The yeah, green ones,
about,
the gray
you're talking
ones.
Talking about extraterrestrials?
We're talking the grays, the tall and the shorts.
Yep.
Not the fucking illegals that are brown and
The reptilians?
Yeah.
The reptilians.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. That's a for sure, bro.
Like, they are among us. Yeah. Simple as
they run the show. And that's why Lady Gaga throws up Illuminati signs on a Super Bowl.
Religion. Do you believe in God?
So here's the thing. Biffo believes that there's not like a God, like a guy like Jesus's dad. Is that what you're asking me? No. There's some creator, bro. There's got to be. Now, granted, it could be some fucking program some engineers, whatever. That's like God. But like, it's got to do something with the aliens, bro, for real.
So you fall into the same category as me. It's like, okay, religion, yes, we have religion. I was born and raised Catholic. But
yeah, me too.
For me, I look at it, it's like there's somebody out there that created all of this, be it in a test tube, a cell that smashes atoms together, whatever. Because if we have this all omnipotent being up there that listens to everybody's fucking what they're saying, why is there so much suffering in this world?
It's all part of the program, bro.
Right? Suffering. But when you read the Old Testament, God was a vengeful God. God was a spiteful God. He did not like any other gods.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a forgiving God in the New Testament.
See, but it's all kind of the same, dude. Like, even like in the Bhagavad Gita and all that, there's all like, we all have a prophet. We all have this God. I think religion was just thrown out there. So it's kind of just like a system so we don't just kill each other. You know what I mean? Because if there was nothing to follow, like where I could just, you know, pillage and do all that stuff and nothing's going to happen to me. Then this world is just
this is one I would love to go into. I personally fall under the belief of the one God system. We have all these different religions, and they have their opinions based on what God looks like.
They're all based off of one individual.
But it's all one being, and we've had conflict and wars over the shit. Like the biggest one of them all, the fucking Crusades.
Yeah, boy.
That's all it was. It's just been a massive conflict and people not understanding.
Muhammad is Jesus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everyone has their own fucking...
You gotta remember, it's all oral history that was given from time to time, down from generation to generation over time. When they had written language, they could finally write it down. And as time, these tribes split off, the 12 tribes of man went off to the separate ways. Middle East, Europe, Africa. Of course, they're going to bring out all the fucking... They're going to change shit around.
And under this one God thing, and you mentioned prophets, you know, you're talking Muhammad. You're talking Jesus. You're talking... Here's a real weird one. Joseph Smith.
Oh, dude, you're going to say Mormon.
Now hear me out. All these prophets come at different times. They've never been categorized at the same time. It's always different time periods. I feel like the Bible, as we know it, quote unquote, has had updates. And it's called, these prophets are bringing the updates that God has sent. Now, are all these true prophets?
Baker was a prophet.
Baker was a prophet, yeah.
The professor. Rudy.
And so, but then that's the thing. You look at these updates that are supposed to be from God. Do we trust the source that's brought this update? Yeah, that's up to that. And that's
do we trust Watsy? No, we don't.
No, we don't trust Watsy. Do we trust Joseph Smith bringing the Mormon update? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I think that's a little. It's all whacked out. But then again, religion, when you think about it, is kind of a weird thing to begin with.
Yeah, it's all cults, bro.
It can be. And we're stuck
goes back into magic. The magic community. It all comes back into magic with the magic community. Okay, they think that Professor is God when it comes to fucking shit.
Yeah,
kiss that ring. Fucking, you are now going to make millions of fucking views on your fucking YouTube channel because why? I give you that fucking power.
Dude, so the big content creators, bro, that's their gods, bro.
So.
Yeah. I'm perfectly happy concluding with that. Say,
Prof is Jesus. And Maro is God.
Praise be.
But the one being above Morrow is all daddy has, bro.
There you go.
That's religious right. Corporation.
I was trying to figure out how the father,
the son,
and
the father, the son, and the Holy Ghost.
The trinity of magic right there and
Professor
there.
Professor Morrow and Hasbro. The CEO of Hasbro, bro.
So I was trying to tie it all in, man, for the end of this episode. So, hey, we got Patreon, $1 to $5 tiers, man. For as little bucket you'd add to the DGen chat. As you can see, we were really stretching this one.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we figured, you know what, man? We've talked about D&D. We've talked about other things on the podcast. This is something we hit,
that just to hit get close to home.
If you know me, I love horror movies. So when it comes down to shit like ghosts and goblins, ghouls and fucking specters and shit.
Man, that movie Ghost sucked, bro.
What, 13 Ghosts?
No, the movie Ghost.
Oh, Patrick Swayze, man. Yeah. But, you know, he's dead now, man. Leave him alone. No, he died of fucking colon cancer.
You're saying the movie sucked, dude. You say you're a fan of ghost movies, bro.
No.
Suck, bro. 13 Ghosts is trash, too. What are you talking about?
It was actually a decent movie.
All I remember is being, well, how old were we when I came out? I had to be like in high school or something when I came out.
Okay.
All I remember is the big old tits on that chick, dude. That's all I remember.
Talking about the Dark Zodiac, bro.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Wasn't Shaggy in that movie?
Yes, he was.
And Monk.
Yep. And Shannon Elizabeth.
That's the chick.
Yeah, yeah, from American Pie.
Yeah. American Pie. Such a good movie.
So guys,
trash movie.
We, fuck, guys.
I'm going to make Garbage Day. Hey, I'm going to tell them to do that.
Hey, you have them watch the original 13 Ghosts from the 60s.
Oh, that was a remake?
Yeah.
Is the original at least good?
Fuck no. Oh, yeah, it's in 3D. You have to, when they tell you to put on the glasses, when you can see the ghosts.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, we got Facebook. We got Instagram. We got Twitter. Hey, I am not parking lots on Twitter.
And I am parking lot is on
Twitter. Let's get them to 100.
Get me to 100.
Has he passed you yet?
And I don't know.
It's if you guys join the Patreon, we're gearing up for a budget league.
Yeah.
Oh, for Commander.
Hell yeah.
I've got a budget deck ready to go. I just need to price it again.
D-gens.
Yep. Get y'all shit ready.
Get your shit ready. We're going to be zooming.
It is time.
Did we end up coming up with the rules yet?
I got to sit down with Gio because we need to also see what the prize of support's going to be like. See who's gonna give up some stuff. And then who's going to be the chairman, who's going to be in charge of it all. They're going to get all the prizing, and then they can go, oh, you know what, let's do this.
And then point structure and keeping that all up to date.
Yep. But we are going to also record this this Friday down at the local LGS.
Ooh.
For Brewing in 99. We got to do a video deck tech on it.
Okay.
So we're going to be playing. That's the reason why we're going to bring a budget list parking lot, because I'm not going to play a fucking 8 with a fucking 2 or a 3.
I got it. I got something.
So, all right, guys. This is not a ghost, Earl Grey.
Alien-possessed parking lot.
Alien, you're one of them? Fucking get out of here.
How you been, probe?
The fucking chupacabra biffle.
No, it's El Cucuy.
El Cucuy?
El Cucuy.
El Cucuy named biffle.
We'll see you in the next one.
Later.
This 13 Ghosts better be good, man.
I was sitting in the Thirsty Devil, one sheet hung to the wind, when the back wing doors creaked open and a stranger sauntered in. He moved his head from side to side and glared with a sunken eye. I heard the spin of a rusty spur as he shook off the dreary night. He lowered his hat and checked his gun and headed toward the bar. He walked on up beside me, I knew he'd traveled far. In a voice as thick as mud, he looked at the keep and said, one shot of whiskey for myself, and one for my new friend. The patrons whispered, hushed hello, they seemed to be afraid, as if ghost had stood right up and walked out of its grave. His face was shallow and dirty, his skin like leather hide. Sure spoke like any man, but something wasn't right. So I twisted on my stool and turned to him and said, thanks, sir, but just the same, I'm chasing worms instead. He growled and shoved a drink my way, his eyes as cold as death. I picked a drink, she knocked him back. Hell strong against my hand.
When 6 to midnight and the phony hands of death die, you better drink your drink.
do when the story he began. His lips curled back and words came forth, starting up the tale. And every face inside that bar, it turned a shade of pale. My name is Stanton Creed, and I died 3 years before I shot a man to steal his drink. At least that's what they hung me for. Now I'm cursed to walk the earth and challenge every night a man to match me drink for drink. Or by the bullet die. When it sinks to midnight in the phony end of death die, you better drink your drink and shut your mouth. If your drug is dissent, you can never win. Go ahead. Drink with the living dead. No, wait a minute, mister. No one makes me a fool. I push shot of whiskey back on over towards school. I love a drink like any man, but that's a losing game. To drink or draw against the dead would only be insane. Stand free, he tipped his hat and laughed a wicked laugh. You see, the Lord cursed my soul for killing that poor man. There ain't no choice, so you must try to match me shot for shot. If you win, then you'll go free. And I can finally rot. When it sinks to midnight and the phony end of death die, you better drink your drink and shut your mouth. If your drug is dissent, you can never win. Go ahead. Drink with the living dead.
Last beer. When it sinks to midnight in the boat.